It's not rocket science. It's not complex at all. We got to be physical in the run game. And, you know, as a running back, I say it starts with me, finding ways to grind for ugly yards and keep hitting it downhill. And eventually, you know, we'll have our moments where a hole will come.
Yeah, because I'm sure that being 32nd in the league isn't one of those things you put on a banner and then run off the flagpole.
Not at all. That's not anything we set out to do prior to the season. It's a long season. There's a lot of football to be played in a short period of time. Nobody's satisfied at all, not even close. So, you know, it's you know, not necessarily I mean, we're talking about the run game now, but as a team, we also – thinking about what we got to do to win. We're playing against a good team this week. It's in the division. It counts twice. And they're rolling. They're looking good on both sides of the ball. So we got a big challenge. I know they upset, you know, coming in here. And they thinking the same thing we think. We got to win.
Rashad, without obviously going into specifics from the self-scouting, is it what defenses have done to the run game, lack of execution, how you're attacking? What do you think has been the biggest issue with the run game?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, you got to give credit to the defense out there making plays, obviously. And then also, you know, for us, you know, eliminating self-inflicted wounds, not jumping off sides, doing the little things. You know, the pass game complements the run game. Getting body on body in a run game. And then backs, you know, I put, you know me, I'm going to put a big bullseye on myself in the backfield. We balls in our hand, we gotta find ways to get yards.
When you look at Philly's front, Rashad, they play that wide nine that everybody likes to call when they're lining the guys up wide at the line.
Yeah.
Is that a different scheme? Is that a more difficult scheme to run against, an easier scheme to run against? What do you have to keep in mind?
Got to keep in mind that they're active. You know, they got some fast, physical guys over there on their front. And they got fast, physical guys at the linebacker and a good umbrella in the secondary. So, you know, they can feel comfortable, I think, playing man and stacking up the box and flying. But when you talk about those ends playing wide, you know, that means they usually want to make it a telephone booth kind of game and keep everything inside of them. And, you know, sometimes you can see on tape where you have an opportunity to make some gains, but not, they don't show too much because the defensive ends know how to peel back, play fast, physical. So it's going to be a good game. We got a good game plan, but it always comes down to execution. I think every X's and O's, offense, defense, special teams, are made to work. We just got to make it happen.
Did you have like 160 yards last year against them in the last game?
It was something to that effect. We was able to play downhill physical football, but we did not win last year. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, every team wants to continue to have these kind of conversations late in the January and February. So, I mean, you got to find ways to get wins. And like I said before, if we have to go out there and, you know, sling the ball and protect the quarterback and catch out the backfield, so be it. And if it's a game we got to run the ball 30, 40 times, let's do it. But at the end of the day, it's about the win. And as a running back, again, run game, put that on us in the backfield.
They've had your number the last couple of years. How eager are you for just a little payback in such a big game?
Listen, I can't even consider it payback because that's what they feel they, you know, deserve too. Yeah, it's the NFL. Every team puts out the right to earn the win, so it's not a payback. We're trying to get what's ours.
Why do you think you've had so much trouble against them? I mean, I think since you've been here, I think you actually lost all four.
Yeah, I haven't beat the Eagles since I've been here. I think the last time the Giants beat them was 2013. So, yeah, they've had that number. For whatever rhyme or reason, but
see any common themes when you look, when you think about it, or
they have more points at the end of the game than we do. That's what that seems to be the problem right now. So we got to make sure that we have more points than they do at the end of the game, and that's how you turn it around. Working backwards is not rocket science.
Simplifying it,
it's
pretty much.
Very simple. We have to take care of ourselves. Controlling the ball, not putting our defense in tough situations. If it comes down to time, if we have to give the ball to them, make sure it's a punt. You know, those little things, we're a very difficult team to beat when we don't beat ourselves. And that's all we have to do is go out here and play physical and sound football.
After what you guys have been through the last couple of years, is it exciting at this point in the season to maybe see what's in front of you?
Say to begin out.
What you guys have been through the last couple of years, at 4-3 now with some big games in front of you, is it exciting what the possibilities could be for this team this year?
Yeah, we're above 500. We know that. We're coming off a bye week, been able to get some guys fresh, and you know, everything's right in front of us. It's like I said earlier, it's a lot of football to be played, short period of time, so it's excitement. But you know, we're not looking too far ahead. You know, we got the Eagles right here. We got practice tomorrow, the next day, preparation again the next day before Sunday. So one day at a time.